Imagine this, loving your own portraits and using those loved images to propel your business. I'm Kelly Heck, a commercial and corporate photographer located in Central Maryland. I invite you to join me for a series of podcasts to ensure you get the most out of your next photo shoots and guide you through marketing tactics that will make your new photos work hard for your business. This is Photo ROI. Welcome back, my friends. Okay, so last episode I talked about how important it is that you have more than just a headshot, and that can be very intimidating to think about being in more photos because we're not just taking the photos, we're now using them. So I want to alleviate some of your fears. Not everyone has this in their process, but after onboarding a new client and we have a photo shoot on the books, I send my clients a photo day preparation guide. It is digital, and I'm about to go through all of it with you right here on the podcast. So whether you work with me or you work with someone else, these are the tips you need to help you get ready for photo day, from tips to make you feel and look your best in terms of wardrobe, skin, hair care, wardrobe color choices, props, like you name it. I pretty much cover it. So, you know, if you do have a photo shoot on the books or you're thinking about it, I encourage you to move forward because you're doing something really special for yourself. You're putting you first. And it's so important, especially if you're in business, to do something like this. The breadth of what you can do with professional photography and how it will reward you in business is just priceless. And I think the first big thing that people say and worry about is, what am I going to wear? You know, especially, I wonder if men do this, because as a woman, even on a day that I'm dressing casually, I go through like two or three pairs of pants and shirt after shirt after shirt, and I just am like, ugh, I look awful. And we're so mean to ourselves, and we gotta stop. It's such a bad habit. We need to stop, because we don't look awful. All of us look great, and we're also worried about ourselves that we're not noticing if you have a little imperfection here or there. And so in this guide, I actually cover 6 filtering tactics that are pretty easy when we narrow it down. And I'm going to go over them right now real quick, and then we'll kind of delve into each one. So number one is picking out clothing pieces that make you feel amazing. And that's not the same for everybody. But the one thing we do want to avoid is seasonal attire, just because it just defines us differently, and it might make your photos not feel timeless. The second thing is picking properly sized form-fitted pieces. It's really important that we don't wear something baggy or overly too tight. Number 3 is solid colors and simple larger patterns. Sometimes you can go outside of this, but the simplicity, you know, simplicity is usually better in this case, for sure. And that works with design too. You know, it's in photography's design, you know. But the reason we want to avoid some of the tighter patterns like stripes, dots, and chevron is it creates this really weird effect in digital photography where it's color, I think I'm going to say it right, color aberration. Sorry if I mispronounced that. But it creates this weird, like, color pinkish, greenish, bluish edging sometimes to the edges of the pattern. And if it's a crazy tight pattern all over your shirt, it's like all over the place. And there are ways to get rid of it, but it's not like a cookie cutter sort of Photoshop editing step. Sometimes it takes some time. So it's better to try and avoid those tight patterns. And so you need to pay attention to this in your ties, your dress shirts, your dress jackets, everything. You know, the tight pattern can be a problem. Number 4 is picking out what color families to work within. And so naturally, I'm usually going to recommend medium and dark tones, neutral jewel tones. So jewel tones is going to be like ruby red and emerald green and sapphire blue, fuchsia pink. These are bright colors that usually look fantastic on everyone. It makes you look really classy, really rich. But you know what? Whites can look really good too. Whites and pastels can look very ethereal, very rich. Number 5 is you want to go for smooth fabrics. For the most part, a texture in the fabric is okay. Sometimes different weave patterns can pick up on that same issue that the tiny patterns themselves have, like the arboration, but not always. So I wouldn't worry too much about the weave or the nap of a fabric. I'm more worried that you're not wearing a piece of clothing that is so worn out that it has pilling. That's when like the little balls and fuzzies start to ball up in the more heavily worn areas, like the arms, the armpits, and like that. So that stuff shows up, especially when you're lighting someone really well and professionally. The pilling really shows up. So try to avoid old pieces of clothing, even if it's some of your favorite stuff. Or bring it with you and ask your photographer, do you think this will photograph okay, right? We can usually have more than one outfit on photo day. So bring it along, but make sure you have an alternative. And number six, let's talk about those feet. If your feet are in the picture, we want to make sure you're wearing shoes that fit the season or the wardrobe style. And no matter what, unless you are a running shoe guy, do not wear tennis shoes. They will cheapen your photos so quick. And if you want to look like a professional in any other field, you do not want to wear tennis shoes. It stands out really bad. So let's jump into more of the details. So let's talk about the feeling amazing part. So that first one is wearing clothes that make you feel awesome. You want to first narrow down that wardrobe selection to something awesome, because it's how you feel, and that's going to exude in your photo shoot. We want you to be in a good mood. I want you to feel empowered, right? If you like kind of dress in sweats every day, but every once in a while you decide to doll up and do your hair and your makeup and dress a little bit nicer than just casual home style, it changes how you feel. It changes how you approach your work and your family and everything. I feel like you try better, you reach further. And you know, I want your outfit to make you feel how you want to feel at your shoot. You want to feel sexy, cute, comfy, empowered. So I want you to be ready to take on the world on photo day, because you are going to be in the spotlight and you are what's special. And so you need to feel special on that day. And you know what? This even comes to what I'm not going to see that you're wearing. So it might come down to your underwear choice. Don't wear those worn out boxers with the hole in them. Don't wear those boring cotton undies. Wear something underneath that also makes you feel really awesome. Really, really awesome. So now onto the true size. You know, sometimes something flowy can work really nice, but we want to make sure some of your wardrobe is form-fitted. So say you wear a flowy top. We should probably have form-fitted pants, or vice versa. We could have a form-fitted top with flowy pants. But I want to make sure more so that you aren't wearing something that is not your size. Don't wear something that's a couple sizes too big because baggy is in right now. And same thing with tight. So sometimes an outfit that's a little tighter than it should be can actually help. Like a lot of times I'll be photographing men with their dress jackets, or they're like, you know, since COVID, I haven't worn this dress jacket in a while. It's a little snug. And it's like, you know what? It actually helps sometimes. We just don't want it to be overly snug, right? If the lapels of the jacket when I do the top button are busting out, that jacket's probably too tight. So just make sure you get the true to size. Now, simplicity is kind of important, because we want to go for that timeless look. So I'm going to call out a company because everyone knows about it, LuLaRue, right? Super fun, super comfy, off the wall. It made people stand out in a clothing category of leggings and casual wear, where usually we all just kind of look drab and the same. But LuLaRue is putting a time on your look, and it's not something that is going to carry over well in time. So that's why we talk about simplicity and solid colors and keeping your patterns kind of chill and not wearing something seasonal. We want to make sure that if I take your photos today, that they still are current a year from now, even if you've added more photos to your collection. Now, colorful. This is probably the hardest thing, right? Finding your color palette. And you probably know best what colors you feel that you glow in. And so whites and pastels can be dangerous because they can wash us out. but they also give like a sense of high class and femininity, right? Bright can be really fun to work with. But it also depends on the setting you're in. You know, if we're in a bright space versus a dark space, that bright, whiter pastel outfit's going to behave differently. So we're kind of looking at pairing what looks good on me, but also how is it going to look in the setting that we're photographing in? Is it in the studio? Is it in my home? Is it at my office, etc.? And so think about that same combination of needs when we're going through our other colors. So like darks and neutrals, you know, these are really classy. So darks is going to be like your blacks, your dark grays. Neutrals might be like our natural tones. So dark greens and browns and beiges and grays, stone, dark blue, navy blue, stuff like that. So same thing. These are going to be flattering and slimming. And everybody likes that word, right? Slimming. Jewel tones, though, is where we get really fun. This is where I feel like if you're having photos done, and a lot of people want to look at what other people in their industry are doing, right? Because you want to make sure you look like you fit within the industry. And that's all well and good. But I also think it's important that you think about how you stand out within your industry. And so sometimes a wardrobe is how you can really stand out among everyone else that you're kind of in competition with. So jewel tones are really fun. So anything that qualifies for a jewel tone is pretty much the whole gamut of the rainbow, but we're looking for full, strong saturation of these colors. And the only ones that typically you need to be careful with is not every skin tone looks great in red, yellow, or orange. So learning a little bit more about your skin tone is going to help you figure out what colors are best for you. And there are helpful resources online for this kind of advice. So you can dress for your body type. Men and women have 5 different body types, like the apple, the rectangle, hourglass, inverted triangle, and pear. Gosh, there's even more than that. Like just all your shapes, right? People come in all shapes and sizes. And so you can then pair yourself with different wardrobe advice once you narrow down what your body shape is. And so I have some resources listed in my guide. The Kibble Body Type Test is theconceptwardrobe.com. We've got a women's body shape guide at sheknows.com and a men's body shape guide at realmenrealstyle.com. I'll make sure these are in the podcast notes. And then the next set of resources I like to give people is to help find your perfect color to go with your specific skin tone. There's 2 resources for this. Colors for Your Skin Tone at Penner's. I'm going to have to spell this for you guys. P as in pig, E as in elephant, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, E as in elephant, R as in Rover, Red Rover, SINC.com. So Penner's Inc.com. And then the last one I like is the Adobe Color Palette Generator. So it's color.adobe.com/explore. This is a place where you can go like put in a color or two that you like, and it helps you find other colors that work harmoniously with your color. So, you know, maybe you have a primary branding color and a secondary branding color, but you're like, you know, what color pants do I pair with a shirt in my branding color? And you could go here and be like, okay, blue jeans are going to be best, or white, or black, or beige, you know, whatever. So, or how to pair it with other like tertiary colors. That's going to be your third level. So that's kind of fun. All right. So we've talked a lot about wardrobe, maybe a little too much, but that's the main thing I think people worry about. But then I want to talk a little bit about added tips just for the women. So number one is going to be avoiding caking cover-up on blemishes or zits. If you're nervous about photo day, it's kind of a given. Something's going to go wrong, and sometimes that's a zit right in the middle of your forehead or your chin or whatever. And that is really easy for me to retouch after the fact. But if you cake cover-up on a zit or a blemish, or you try to pop it, it's just going to make the situation worse. When I'm retouching skin, if you look really close at your facial skin, the texture changes constantly. Your forehead is different than your nose is different than your eyelids, your cheeks, your chin, your neck. And so by caking up cover up, you've now made the spot bigger. And I have less area of clean skin to sample texture from. So it's better to just leave the zit alone. It's so hard. I would actually really struggle with this myself, but try to leave blemishes and zits as they are and trust that in your final photos, I will give all the love and attention you need. The second thing is that foundations, unless you are shopping for one without, foundations typically have sunscreen in them, and that creates a reflective surface, which could cause hot spots on your skin. So if you are really adamant about wearing a foundation, you might want to get a specific foundation just for photo shoot days. And then the third is the makeup, right? Lighter, brighter colors of makeup are going to enhance your youthfulness, while darker and deeper colors of makeup are going to enhance maturity. And I could see women wanting both depending on the situation. You know, if you're young and you need more authority, you might want to change your makeup to make you look a little bit older, right? And a little bit more mature. And maybe I'd say most of us want to look a little more youthful. So maybe we go for the light and bright, right? Number four is four and five kind of go together. So it's all about your hair. So you might want to consider a quick hair trim to eliminate split ends. Or if you need a fresh haircut in general, you need to decide how you typically like your hair. So I always say don't have your hair done right at photo day, because what if you don't have the same hairdresser, or just the idea that your hair doesn't usually flow the same way that it does after a haircut? If you give your hair like a week or two to get back into the natural groove, that's important to me because I feel like it's important that you look like your true everyday self. And right after getting your hair cut, your hair doesn't exactly look like you. And so it's going to be the same with number five, which is freshening your hair color on hair color day. You might have a great hairstylist who nails it, and that's when you want to go do your photos. I find it's good to let that hair color kind of settle in for a week or so. Same idea, just because some of the tonality of that might wash out a little bit and be a little bit cleaner. So especially if you do like box dye, you need to give your hair a week or two to kind of get back to a more natural color. Number six is going to be cleaning up your fingernails. So we're going to talk about totally removing old nail polish, painting a fresh coat if you need it, and making sure that your nails are clean and trimmed, or filed at least, how you like them. So make sure, you know, if you were planting the garden or scrubbing the dishes, that any muck that might be stuck under those nails is gone. Because if we're doing more than just a headshot, which I hope we are, I am probably going to be posing you with your hands. Next one I really like is removing dead skin with a simple DIY scrub. So depending on your skin type, if you're super sensitive, you might just stick with a washcloth, right? Just washing our body and our skin with our hands and soap usually isn't enough to knock off dead skin. So we could use a washcloth if you don't typically use a washcloth. But if you need a little bit more power, our next most abrasive is going to be a sugar scrub. And if you don't already own a product, you can make your own. It's so easy. Sugar and coconut oil. That's all you need. I use it on my lips. I use it on my face. You can go to the kitchen usually and make it right there. Do your thing and you're all done. If you need a little bit more of an abrasive quality, you can do the same thing, but with salt, a salt scrub. You're not going to want to do that on your face. You want something more gentle on your face. So stick with nothing more than a sugar scrub for your face, but you could do a salt scrub on your hands, arms, legs, body, whatever skin is going to be exposed for your photos. You want to take care of that skin. And don't do something like this on photo day, or maybe not even just the night before, right? I want to give your skin a little time to heal from the scrub. So I didn't even look up a recommendation for this, but I'm going to say maybe a few days out. And don't do something new right before photo day that you haven't tested. So if you've never done a salt scrub and felt how abrasive that might feel, do that a few weeks before your photo shoot and make sure you like how it feels and that it doesn't leave your skin looking red and irritated. Hopefully it doesn't do that at all. But it can be really good for your skin to remove dead skin, and it's going to brighten and add more color to your skin at the end of the day. And so after we do something like a scrub, you want to moisturize everything with your typical moisturizer probably, but especially your hands. Our hands get a lot of abuse, and you're going to want to moisturize hands a lot. Maybe your face, maybe your arms, legs, body, feet. Again, depending on what we see, the one thing I'm going to say is try to avoid a moisturizer that's going to leave you oily, especially on your face. I don't want your face to be shiny. Other stuff, maybe it's okay if we have a little bit of oil, but the face, we want to avoid those hot spots because that's what we're really focused on. For the ladies, number 9, your jewelry needs to be simple and sleek, if any jewelry. Go for a classic and timeless look. I think the chunky jewelry is great sometimes, and it had its heyday, but a thin, sleek necklace, I think, goes a lot further, or even forego the necklace, right? Simplicity works. And do a beautiful pair of earrings. But again, not something huge and dangly, probably, because I look at old photos of me where I wore big earrings, and I feel like, oh, man. Why did I wear that ugly stuff from, like, it looks like it came from Claire's? And just going with something kind of clean, like a cubic zirconian or a diamond and sleek, it just goes a lot further. Number 10, it's really important that you iron and or steam your wardrobe wrinkles in advance. If you're coming to a photo shoot dressed and ready to go, you might get some wrinkles from sitting in the car. I understand that. That's okay. But I don't want you to pull your clothes out of like a suitcase and have it be like some kind of linen that is just going to look like a jumbled mess. There's nothing we can do about that. Like, I can do some cleanup in post, but it's probably still going to be pretty rough. So making sure your wardrobe is like photo ready is really important. And so that's going to also include number 11, inspecting your outfit from top to bottom for any damage or stains that need attention. And it might bring to your attention that this piece might not work for photo day because it has a stain. And if you're wearing your outfit for a while before you get to your photo shoot, like, be really careful about what you're drinking that morning, what you're having for breakfast, like the crumbs, the drips, that stuff is going to show up. And again, I can retouch it, but I'd rather spend my time like doing other subtle things that are just going to enhance your image instead of hiding the little flaws that could have been avoided. Number 12, eyeglasses. Can't tell you how many times I go to photograph somebody and they are looking through so many fingerprints and smudges, and that stuff can show up in a photograph. I want your eyes to be very clear, and I don't want to be distracted by little bits of dust and smudges. And I can only take cleanup of something like that so far. So make sure you give your glasses a really good cleaning right before photo time. And if you forget, I always have a lens cleaning cloth in my bag, so you can always ask for help, or I will take the glasses right off your face and clean them myself. And the last thing for the ladies is to nourish your body leading up to photo day with good food and plenty of water. Our bodies need to hydrate, so if all you drink is coffee, tea, soda, that's not good enough. Drink lots of water. It might be subtle. You know, I'm probably not going to tell a difference, but I want you to feel good, physically good. It's really important. Some of these tips are going to repeat for the men, so I might skip some, but let's talk about the men, right? Men need a quick hair cleanup trim or whatever, too. I have a lot of guys stand in front of me that are like, maybe I should have had my hair cut. And it's not just the hair on your head, guys. We also need to take care of facial hair, right? If you have a beard or a mustache, you need to make sure that that is trimmed or brushed, groomed, how you like it. And then wild eyebrow, ear, and nose hairs. Sometimes it's very rare that women have those, to be honest, because we pluck and trim our eyebrows and we pluck about everything else that shows up anywhere. The men don't even notice it because it's not expected of them. So I don't want like wild hairs dipping from your eyebrows across your eyes. It happens more than once, let me tell you. And the ear and nose hairs, you know, again, I can touch that stuff up, but if you can take care of it for me, that would be awesome. Thank you very much. Guys, same thing. Freshen your hair color about 1 week in advance if you dye. Get your hands, your nails cleaned and trimmed. That's really important too. And I'm going to tell you to do the same thing as the women. Do a scrub, especially on your hands, if not your face, but on your hands, to get all that dead skin gone and moisturize as well. That's really going to be important for men's hands because a lot of you are working in many things that dry your hands out. I need you to iron and steam your wardrobe too. I need you to inspect your outfit, especially dress jackets, guys, man. Everyone stands in front of me and their dress jacket has fuzzies and dust and dirt and spills from a meal you had last week because we don't wash our dress jackets as often, right? So the muck builds up. So I need you to make sure you clean that stuff in advance, because I find more often than not that the nap and the weave of a dress jacket doesn't retouch as cleanly as you think it would, even if it's a solid color. So the more you can do to come photo ready and clean for me, I think your photo will end up looking a little better. Clean your eyeglasses, same thing, and nourish your body as well with the good food and the water. And then, you know, photo day, maybe all we need is that clean, crisp photo of you. But if you're looking to do a little more styling and branding, there might be some accessories you want to bring along. So think about hats, belts, scarves, wraps, vests, jackets, gloves, ties or bow ties. Maybe it makes sense to have some seasonal or holiday pieces because of your schedule for your marketing around the holidays. Maybe you want to bring purses, bags, clutches, and backpacks, hair accessories, barrettes, flowers, simple jewelry like earrings, necklaces, bracelets, rings, sunglasses, different eyeglasses, readers. You might want to bring mugs and pads of paper, a beautiful pen. You might want to bring tools of the trade that you use, a laptop, books that you like to read, books that you wrote. You know, the list goes on and on. It's not just stuff you can wear, but it's things that help tell the story of what you do, how you run your business, how you built your business, things that you love. You know, it doesn't all have to tie into business. It could be props to do with the lifestyle element of your photos if you're into that. And the last thing that I really, really like to emphasize is that photo day is me time for you. And I don't want you to come into photo day feeling like you have a tight deadline. I don't want you to be thinking like, I got to be out of here by noon because I have a phone call, I have a lunch meeting, I have a doctor's appointment, yada, yada, yada. I have a tight deadline to get this certain project finished and submitted. I really want you to try and make sure that photo day is a relaxed day that's all about you, or at least has enough gap time to give you the freedom to relax and not be thinking or worrying about what you're missing or what you still have to get done or what you have to rush to. That's the worst feeling in the world. And one of the things I hate most when I'm on a photo shoot that we have done the planning and they've saved up the money to invest for the photo shoot is when they say, I'm in a rush and I got to be somewhere, Kelly. Can you pick up the pace? And it's like, my first thought is, yes, I can pick up the pace. But man, do you really want me to rush and give you an okay photo? Or do you want me to take my time and do what I've been hired to do and do my very best and have you walk away with photos that you are excited about, that you feel confident looking at, that helps spur you into more amazing things? So please do not put yourself in a position where we collectively have to rush. It's not a good position to be in. And you know what? There actually is one last thing. You know, you're doing all these things to prepare for photo day and look and feel your best. And sometimes we're still nervous. You know, the tips help. It helps you walk in feeling and looking better, but we're still nervous. And I want you to know that I am like a world-class Photoshop editor. I feel like a wizard sometimes. And, you know, I'm doing things in your final portraits like blemish removal, wrinkle softening, skin smoothing, under eye softening, teeth whitening, scar or tattoo removal, eye brightening, eyeglass glare removal, body shaping, clothing fixes, hair flyaway removal, and even adding and adjusting hair volume. You know, I'm cleaning up the background and I'm cleaning you up, and I'm not doing the retouching to make you look different. I truly believe like we're looking at a two-dimensional static image of ourselves. And that is totally different than looking at a moving, breathing subject in front of us. When a photo is still, people get the opportunity to stop and scan and look at all the little details. It's way different than when you're talking to someone on the street and things stand out. And so when I'm touching up a portrait, I'm thinking about touching them up just enough that they look like I would envision them talking to me, to my face, or walking together somewhere or in a meeting, right? I'm not photoshopping you to smithereens until you look like a porcelain doll who's 20 years younger. You are still going to look like you, but you are going to look like a boss. So retouching is that final step that if we do all these things to get you ready for photo day and help you look and feel your best, that gets me so many steps closer to doing a bang up job on your retouching to take your photo all the way to the finish line. So the preparation tips are just really, really important. And we're all going to feel great on photo day, and you are going to rock it. And so I hope you like these tips. And if you have other ideas that you think I missed, I would love your feedback. So please feel welcome to email me or message me on any of the platforms where you're listening to the podcast. And I hope that after going through all of these notes, you feel super prepared and a little less apprehensive about photo day. And I can't wait to see you back here again soon. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for tuning in to Kelly Heck Photography's podcast, Photo ROI. Please join me again for our next episode. Like and subscribe to Kelly Heck Photography on our various social platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And be sure to subscribe to Photo ROI on your favorite of various podcast platforms, including Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and so many more. Visit KHP online at www.kellyheckphotography.com. That's heck, like, wow, that's a heck of a great photo. On my website, you can learn more about my photo and video services, dig deeper into my story, join the KHP email list, and reach out about your service needs. I look forward to sharing more tips and advice with you again soon. Until then, stay focused on what matters and take the picture.